Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The current push to revisit older games and champion game preservation is great to see. There are so many treasured, recommendable releases from generations past that, in the march towards better, faster hardware, simply get left behind. Outside of Game Pass's curated selections and whatever's more easily available though, there are plenty of games that weren't fully appreciated in their day, but have aged brilliantly. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 7 awesome video games you weren't ready for. Number 7, Max Payne 3. I cannot put into words how much you must play Max Payne 3. How I too was in the crowd that took one look at Max in a Hawaiian shirt and thought, that's not Max Payne. The reality of the IP being given to a different developer other than Remedy being all we needed to stay the hell away. And yet that developer was Rockstar. The lead writer was Dan Houser, i.e. the dude that helped give you everything from Bully to Red Dead Redemption, and Max Payne 3 is nothing short of a masterpiece when it comes to a subversive, genius take on any third-person action character. The problem with Max Payne returning in 2012, some 9 years after the fall of Max Payne, was that both previous games' shared identity was rooted in Matrix-style slow motion, in leather-clad cool one-liners and being a one-man bullet-spitting machine interspersed with awesome detective noir dialogue and memorable characters. For Rockstar approaching the project, that whole zeitgeist had passed, and for the guy who wrote GTA and all of Rockstar's biggest hits, Houser took the character in a totally different direction. A direction that would later be mirrored by Uncharted 4 in 2016 and especially God of War in 2018. Max in Part 3 is a sardonic black hole of a man. The game mechanic of munching painkillers has turned into a crippling addiction. Alongside rampant alcoholism and his decision to don a Hawaiian shirt and shave his hair off, yeah, that was him being completely self-aware about what a joke he's become. Play Max Payne 3 as the matured addendum to those stylish younger years, the same way as Kratos and Nathan Drake's latest efforts elevate their past installments, and there's a solid throughline that only makes you appreciate what Rockstar were going for. Number 6, DMC, Devil May Cry. Roundly despised at the time thanks to being marketed in the worst way possible, Ninja Theory's take on Devil May Cry aimed to shake things up. Gone was the Dante you knew and loved, gone was Capcom at the helm, and gone was the general anime-infused tone of the franchise. All of this meant we got a more edgy, shoegazing, emo Dante amidst a world where Brother Virgil was now the head of a resistance movement, and evil Demon King Mundus is essentially the embodiment of Fox News. In the delightful, pre-furious political divide days of 2013, this was simply unwanted. All fans needed was a DMC more in line with Part 3 after the lukewarm fourth installment. And as Ninja Theory made Dante flip off the fans for wanting him to retain his white hair in the beginning, this alternate reality take was cast aside. However, play today and their effort shines with flying colors. I'd say we're all far more politically aware and capable of appreciating such a fun, real-world connoting setup, and going up against the head of the Raptor News Network is one of the most inventive boss fights in the franchise's history. Dante fights through animated news titles and becomes the subject of sensationalized live broadcasts, all within the same duel. Knowing Capcom would do right by the more established Dante with DMC 5 certainly helps, but revisit 2013's youthful indie movie style take on the mythos and there's a lot to love. Number 5, Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. Hideo Kojima has predicted shifts in socio-political conversation and global events twice now. What with Death Strandings, imagine a world where we're all stuck in isolation and delivery folk are roaming the outside setup coming true across 2020, and MGS2 directly describing a future where misinformation is king. At the time though, and granted it did come alongside plot revelations like American patriotism being so powerful it gained sentience inside the White House, Sons of Liberty wasn't heralded as a powerful comment on emerging digital age. Instead, being this was before social media and before fake news, it was just Kojima rambling on for an overlong cutscene, after you'd already played 90% of the game as the wrong character. And yet, if this released 10 to 15 years later, it would be a spot-on dissection of how mass digital information sharing can completely obliterate context, intent, and the individual. Colonel Campbell talks about untested truth spun by different interests, continuing to churn and accumulate in the sandbox of political correctness and value systems, only for Rose to continue that in the future, everyone will withdraw into their own small gated community, afraid of a larger forum. They'll stay inside of their little ponds, leaking whatever truth suits them into the growing cesspool of society at large. Not to mention, the whole point of Raiden was to show Snake's actions from a different perspective, cementing his legendary abilities and showing that anyone can be the next big hero, depending on their life experience. Check this game out with a modern lens. It's actually kind of scary how well the social commentary stuff lines up with what we're living through. Number 4, Banjo-Kazooie. Banjo-Kazooie is the gentleman's N64 platformer. Yes, Mario 64 helped showcase how to even do interactions in three dimensions, but it was Banjo that explored an expanded genre template the majority would use going forward. Namely, more intricate vertical levels, scores of collectibles, more moves to unlock, and better camera controls. For the latter, we're splitting hairs, but the point across the board is that Rare have always been the Western Nintendo when it comes to nailing various genres with a perfection seldom seen in the industry. To this day, they're routinely overlooked as the true great they genuinely are. Appreciation for Banjo then wouldn't come until many years later, mostly when people started looking back at the studio's catalogue after they got forced to make avatars and minigame collections for Xbox. With Kazooie also releasing 2 years after Mario 64 in a 1998 filled with the likes of Metal Gear Solid, Resident Evil 2, and Tomb Raider 3, this barely stood a chance. Number 3, any online PlayStation 2 game. If you were there at the beginning, you know how quasi-futuristic the idea of online gaming was on console, before Xbox Live smoothed out the entire process and took it to the mainstream. Because before that, we had Sony trying their best with an optional network adapter, and scores of developers making online modes that would then be a headache to set up. All required you to purchase the adapter, connect a physical Ethernet cable by leading it back to your modem, and with internet speeds still crawling back then, it was a miracle if you could stay connected. And yet, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 Online was phenomenal. Metal Gear Solid subsistence letting you dupe other players with a cardboard box, then headshot them after they walked past, felt magical. Resident Evil Outbreak remains one of the only times an online Resident Evil worked whatsoever, and is still the perfect blueprint for a modern online story-based entry in the franchise, rather than the pretty cheap-looking PvP likes of Reverse. If Sony had waited until the infrastructure for online was in our homes and the desire to play these modes was more set in stone, it would have been a whole other story. Number 2, Yakuza. It may be a household name today, but Yakuza had been trying to break into the West since way back in 2006. Marketed as more of a brawler-focused GTA clone, the reality was far closer to something like Shenmue, albeit with better stories, bigger revelations, and far better combat. It would take a full decade of Yakuza fans like myself telling everyone within earshot that the franchise was worth playing, seeing sales numbers slowly creep up enough for Sega to take more notice. Still, Japan were many years ahead on numbered sequels. Sega were only half-heartedly serving Western fans with things like a digital-only release of Yakuza 5 on the PlayStation 3 in 2015. Finally, with Yakuza 6 and 0 narrowing those yearly releases closer and closer, the global fanbase finally synced up with Yakuza 7 Like a Dragon, dropping in the East and West in 2020. I mean, sure, those releases were still a few months apart, but we've come so far. Today, with remakes of the originals and the full Yakuza collection now available, tons of people are realizing they've been missing out, and that the Yakuza franchise was always gaming royalty. And number 1, everything on PlayStation Vita. Death by endless iteration. The PS Vita, easily Sony's best handheld and honestly their best console as a piece of hardware after the PS2, PS1, and PS5, was received with utterly meh responses as we'd been through two versions of the original PSP, the PSP Go, and tons of budgeted alternatives. With the main reason behind why the PSP had stumbled being that nobody wants to play full console games on the go, this was completely proven wrong when Nintendo actually put some confidence behind the pitch and saw the Switch dominate everything. In so many ways, the PS Vita deserves that audience. Its library is made up of must-plays like Uncharted Golden Abyss, Persona 4 Golden, and Resistance Burning Skies. It features one-off gems like the Tenshu Dev side series Shinobito, or KJ Inafune's awesome action one-off Soul Sacrifice. Not to mention there are Vita ports of many 7th and 8th gen gems like Undertale, Downwell, and Rogue Legacy, and you can play a library of PS1 and PSP games finally running better than ever all in one place. Sadly though, literally none of this landed because Sony couldn't put one foot in front of the other. together. It's only because all of these features are being shut down that conversations on how stellar the Vita is and was are finally happening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.